Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Welcome to the Adventures in Companionship with Dr. Bill Price. Not new to radio. He was a national radio presenter right here a couple of years ago. Glad to have him back here, right here on Radio Pulpit. So Dr. Bill is a Master Executive Global Leadership and Strategy Coach. He is also a qualified in neuroscience, brain biology, and a member of the Institute of Coaching for the McPhee Association of Harvard Medical University. He's a professional international speaker, a coach and a husband to Estelle, a father to two adult children and a grandpa to four amazing alive grandchildren. Reading, hiking in mountains, laughter, walking in nature, good movies, socializing, and as a futuristic, scanning the horizon for new trends unfolding as we live in the now of today. Now let's welcome Dr. Bill Price.
And hello, and what a privilege and honor to be with you on the show. I'm so excited. I'm so looking forward to unfolding the adventures in companionship together with you, Refilwe. So please, let's start sharing. I'm like bubbling on the inside. I can't stop. Relationships is one of the main focus areas that pulsates in my being, and I am just absolutely thrilled for the opportunity to be able to introduce this series. And we're going to walk a journey together. The story started when I'm still busy coaching in the national radio of Radio Pulpit and coaching the executive team. And it was brought to my attention that the byline or the mission of Radio Pulpit is your companion. And it was like, how do we turn a radio listener into a companion? So if we look at friendship and we look at interpersonal relationships, the important thing that we need to remember is that it is in and within interpersonal relationship dynamic. So you can't just have relationship by itself. It's like universities and students that go to universities and business colleges and courses where they taught the subject of communication. But when they taught the subject of communication, they are taught that there's a sender, there's a receiver, there's a message, there's a method, there's a medium. And they tend to forget that communication is the natural capacity and ability that we have to do as humans on this planet. We were given communication as a wonderful gift that we can unearth, that we can use, that we can weave into the wonder of our interpersonal relationships one with another. And it's a journey that starts. So nobody is born into a particular relationship and it automatically grows. Relationships are hard work. And if we look at the reality of relationships, we discover that there's growth and there's healing in relationships. There's also brokenness and there is harming in relationships. The prophet Jeremiah on one occasion wrote, and he said, my people, which is God's people, he said, my people are half healed because of the pastors and the prophets that have falsely prophesied over them. So the false teaching, the false communication wounds people on the inside, and they are declared half healed. So when one looks at that and you look at the possibility and you go, well, if they're half healed because of lack of and poor communication, then surely they can be healed because of good, solid communication. And Adventures in Companionship is looking at that. It's realizing that we, created in the image of God, are a living testimony, a living epistle, a building, so to speak, that is visible and can be heard with auditory, can be seen with the visual, and can be experienced with feeling and the kinesthetic. And so we start the journey, and it's almost, I went to Cape Town, and I got on board an aeroplane, and I became a passenger. So I was allocated a seat, I went on the journey, I paid for it, and all I had to do was passively sit while the aeroplane did all the work and took me from Johannesburg to Cape Town within 2 hours. I sat next to someone, right next to someone, and we had a slight chat of how are you and who are you and where are you headed? And that's actually a silly question to ask when you're sitting on an airplane, you're all headed to Cape Town. If they had to say to you, well, I'm headed to Timbuktu, then immediately you can say to them, excuse me, I think you're on the wrong flight. But so we start off as an acquaintance. So we start off as a passenger, and then we meet people, and then we become acquainted. So every person who is in a relationship right now starts somewhere in the journey. And it evolves, and companionship is the end. It's part of the result of the dialogue. It's part of the result of the dance, so to speak, between two people. And when we look at the reality of people in communication, we're looking at the reality of looking at a ongoing, wonderful, unfolding, dynamic relationship. And that relationship begins to grow, it begins to develop, and so we start off as a passenger, we then become an acquaintance, we then become a person who is someone that I get to know a little bit more than usual, and then, so it's not like on social media where everybody is my friend. I have got, I've got 13,000 followers on Twitter, and I've got 10,000 followers on LinkedIn and connections on LinkedIn, and I've got I don't know how many thousand people on my Facebook profile, both my business and my personal. But I have to be honest with you, although they allocate themselves and I accept them as a friend, I've got to be honest with you, I really don't know everybody that is a friend on Facebook. I honestly do not know everybody at that level. I don't even know them in terms of an acquaintance, and it's something that the reality of it is that we tend to use social media as our norm, and we then go ahead and we go, well, hold on a minute, so everybody is my friend. No, it's not the case. You have to grow, and you have to develop, and you have to nurture that friendship. So if there was a diagram that I could try and explain, if you could imagine a pathway, and then you come to a few stairs, and then there's this raised road that leads onto the horizon. But there's an archway that contains two pillars and a few stones that form a half moon or a semicircle from one pillar to the next. So we start off with the definition. And the definition goes right back to the book of Genesis, where for the first time the Creator says, this is not good. And it's interesting, in the book of Genesis, he says, after creating things and the world and nature, and he gets to people, and after you created Adam, he says it's good. So for five times in a row, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good. Then a woman is created, and then the Creator is heard to say, now this is very good. So sorry, guys, out there in God's eyes, we're just good, but all the women are very good. So can I get an amen from all the ladies out there?
Amen.
Yes. But it's important that it before that he said good, good, good. Before he created woman, he said something that is not good. And he said, it is not good that man should be alone. Now, that's interesting. Because man really wasn't alone. Man had already had the capacity of communion with the Creator himself. So he wasn't really alone. But what was interesting about the fact that the Creator says it's not good that man is alone, it's like it's not good that man is alone in this particular dimension, on this planet. So we were created matter, so we've got a body. We were created in space, so we take up a certain amount of space around us. And we were created in time, so there's a timeline of past, present, and future. And we are also created not only within a timeline of past, present, and future, but we also created in another dimension, larger than time, which is that dimension called eternity and spirituality. So we, if you can imagine, we're in this bubble at the same time as we're walking with our feet planted on the earth. So we come to stairs, and there are five stairs that we would call our values. So before you move into any depth of relationship, your values, your things that are interesting to you and are valuable and important to you, your values, those are the important aspects that help to gel our interpersonal relationships. And then we come onto the top step, and that's almost like the road that leads into the horizon of where we know into a sunset and a sunrise, but then there's this archway. So the two pillars on the left and right, I want you to imagine the pillar on the left being and representing time. So you don't go into a relationship without understanding that it is based on the basis of time, 24 hours, months, weeks, years. And then the other pillar is called effort. You don't go into a relationship without applying certain effort and energy to maintain the life force of that relationship. And then the stones that create the half circle, the one in the middle is love. But then, so if you can imagine from the left, the first stone that we lay on time is listening and understanding. The second stone is self-learning. The third stone is encouragement and empowerment. The fourth stone is intentionality. The fifth stone is to provoke and challenge. The middle stone is love. The stone after love is called exploration. The next stone is called purpose. The next stone, inspire. And the next stone, fun. And the last stone is your growth mindset. On the road that goes into the horizon, I want you to imagine the following words imprinted indelibly on that road, that we are aware, that we are self-giving. So this is a journey of evaluation, of momentum, of pacing and timing, and commitment. And it is a road where communication becomes connection in terms of maturity. So we are living in the now of every moment. Right now, if you had to lift your feet off the chair, from the ground, off the chair, off the ground, and you're still sitting on the chair, you have now suddenly realized you're living in the now. If I ask you to take a deep breath with me, and out, and in, and out, and I ask you, as you take your next breath in, pay attention and be aware to the breath that you're taking. Breathe in. And focus attention on the air in your lungs. And as you're breathing it out, focus attention on the air that's going out of your mouth. I've now coached you to be in the now. You were in up to now in the present. But when I stopped everything and focused attention on a moment in time, an experience in time, you and I became mindful of the now. So, Refilia, what we're doing is we're going to journey and we're going to make some discoveries as we unpack these elements of the stairs that people picture in their mind right now, the archway through which we have to walk, and it's almost as if this archway invisibly moves with us into the future all the way through. So wherever we find ourselves on this road into the future, that's where we find ourselves under the invisible archway all the time. And it's the dynamic of the interplay of how we develop from an acquaintance to move into companionship, where two hearts, two minds, two sets of values gel as we walk together, not being, and the one scripture that says it's not good that someone walks alone, because if you walk alone and you fall, there's no one to pick you up. And so relationships are critical and imperative in our being, that we need to understand, I can't relate alone. I'm not a soloist. I'm part of a greater harmony, and I can only do that in conjunction with a relationship with others around me. So there we have it, and I'm excited. I'm looking forward to journeying together with the listeners, and we're hoping that you will set a time and date and be aware that this program is going to help you understand interpersonal relationships. You will understand your greatest relationship, which is your relationship with yourself. You will also understand an amazing interplay between your relationship between you and God, given by Yeshua the Christ, who said we are to love God with all of our heart, mind, and soul and strength, and then ourselves, and then others. So it's in that relationship, the interplay of the dance of working with each other, understanding each other, that we're going to journey on this amazing adventure in companionship.
And that was Dr. Bill Price with an overview of what that Ventures in Companionship is all about. We'll meet, don't worry, this is just the beginning of a great series. Do not forget the name, Adventures in Companionship. From Dr. Price and myself, Refilia, we'll see you next
time. From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.